Morocco, week 3, Wednesday.
And now, episode 13 of Moon Over Morocco.
Think of the going out before you enter.
Outside Marrakesh in the Grand Atlas Mountains, the festival continues. Jack feels the presence of the gateway he so desperately is seeking. You must understand the difficulty of being in a mysterious country like Morocco, among friends that are really strangers and flipping out right in the midst of an insane scene.
There's a pattern here that wants to reveal itself. Or is revealing itself. If only I could see it. I realize that the gate and the other world is not physical as we know, but is a mental reality. And I must fully accept that my mental reality is as real as this physical reality. Taught said only the physical reality was real. And now to believe that thoughts and dreams and fantasies are also reality, well, it's not easy. The pattern that it affects my mind. That part of me that observes me. Something else. I'm becoming a liquid, flowing into the arabesque. I will see the gate. I will be the gate.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Jack's fallen into a trance. It looks like that.
Where is he?
Over this way. He's not here. He was standing right here, right... There he is, over there.
Where?
Over there, among those men, dancing.
Oh, my God. He's really spaced.
What do we do?
I think we'd better get him out of that circle.
Can he hurt himself?
I don't know. I've never seen a Westerner go into a trance. I didn't think it was possible.
It won't hurt him.
That's not what's bothering me.
Those knives. What are they doing?
They're going to draw their own blood and drink it. Come on, let's try to reach him. But keep clear of those blades.
He's dancing like a madman.
Well, it we can edge our way over there to the other side of the circle, we may be able to get him out of there.
It's impossible. He's moved out into the center again. We'll never reach him.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Mojo said there's a pattern to this thing. You see the way he moves in, then back out, then reversing again, inscribing a sort of flower petal pattern?
No, I don't.
It's symmetrical, but it doesn't unfold in a linear way. Now watch. He'll come back out about over there by that toothless guy in the blanket. Watch. There, you see?
Yes.
Okay, now watch. Can you see it? It's a bursting arabesque. A flower-like design of 18 petals, with every sixth one similar. So you see, the first, sixth, 12th, and 18th are the same movements. The second, 7th, 13th are the same, and so on. Do you see?
How does he know that?
God only knows. He may have discovered it studying those prehistoric whammy joints, but by the looks of him now, it's just coming out of him.
I think we should let him finish.
I don't know. I don't know if it makes any difference at this point. Oh, fine. Some idiot just gave him a knife. I'm gonna have to go in there and get him. My leaping into the middle of that mess was totally insane. Knife blades were flashing through the air, people were drawing long slashes across their bodies, blood ran on the ground, and there I was, right in the bloody middle of it all. The Berbers watching were ecstatic. They'd never seen two Westerners join in the trance and were delighted by the entertainment. As I've said, they have a great sense of humor. I could see Jack ripping open his shirt, preparing to slash himself across the chest. I dove for the arm holding the knife and grabbed his wrist with all my force. As I suspected, he had become as strong as an ox. I had no idea how the hell I was going to hang on to him. I've seen dances like this when a live bull was being driven into the center of a circle. The dancers had worked themselves into such a frenzy, the bull was literally tossed into the air and then torn apart by their bare hands, ripped to pieces, and eaten. And there I was, like a rag doll being swung around on the end of his arm. I sunk my teeth into his wrist, but still he wouldn't let go. He didn't feel a thing. The musicians can bring them out of a trance just as they bring them into it. So I tried to signal, to get them to change the rhythm, but they weren't about to do anything. They were enjoying themselves tremendously. It was then that I first heard the bell. I couldn't see who held it, but it was coming closer and closer. Everything seemed to slow. I could see Jack's lips moving. At first, I couldn't make out what he was saying. Then I could hear.
The Mazamuda. The Mazamuda. The Mazamuda.
I watched the knife go up higher and higher until I felt myself being lifted off the ground. I wasn't biting his wrist anymore. I was simply being swung through the air. For a moment, I thought I was flying. And in that instant, I wondered if they might mistake me for a bull. My own stupidity leaping into this mess was something I preferred not to remember. And then I saw it. Where it came from, I have no idea. A series of archways that seemed to stretch off, one following another, disappearing into the horizon, and then suddenly the knife left his hand. It seemed to float through the air, turning, all in slow motion. The light of the fire flashing from the steel blade, the reflection blinding my last bit of consciousness. Then there was silence.
Shadow remains. If I could find a way to remove that darkness, to be able to read the words, if I could just brighten the light, what words are covered by the shadow? Stand in. Then it's just dust.
But what are the words hiding beneath the shadow?
Now I can see the gate.
It beckons.
But I can't. It's incomplete.
I hold a key with missing teeth.
I cannot enter.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Friend disappear.
We know he disappeared. Where?
He tried to go to the Mazo Muda.
Where's that?
Beats me. Is that near?
Eh?
Is the Mazo Muda near here?
Tell me the joke. We don't understand the joke. Comprehend what is so funny.
That's a good one.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.